Today, Saraji will explain the fourth Niyana, the fourth kind of deliverance, and Avarana, the obstacle. Avikvipo, Riyana, Niyana. Non-distraction, non-restlessness, the mind not scattering, not being distracted. This non-restlessness and non-destruction is the deliverance. Odajan Niyana Varana, meaning that the restlessness, distraction is the obstacle. When the noting mind is not fully on the object, not sticking on the object, but if it is apart from the object, the distraction, restlessness is the obstacle. When there is the obstruction of the restlessness, then the person does not know the way of deliverance. Tenaja odacena nivutata nekama nivutata avekepo riyana niyana napachana diti. Meaning that when there is the hindrance, the obstacle of restlessness, then one does not know that non-restlessness or non-destruction is the deliverance. And thus, the odacha, restlessness, is the obstacle. When having odacha, restlessness, the mind will not pierce into the object. When noting in the sitting meditation, noting the primary object, rising and falling of the abdomen, as well as the other nama rupa that arises, when the mind is calm, collected, unified on the object, there will be kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. In order to develop momentary concentration, one should note every arising object. One should note rising of the abdomen with aim and effort so that mindfulness will be sustained. The mind will fall calm and collected on the object. The mind pierces into the object. When noting falling, one should note with aim and effort so that there will be sustained mindfulness. The mind falls calm, collected, unified on the object. The mind pierces in the object. Also, when noting other objects, one should note with aim and effort so that there will be sustained mindfulness. The mind will fall calm, collected on the object. When practicing walking meditation, when lifting, one should note it with aim and effort so that there will be sustained mindfulness. The mind will be calm, collected on lifting. And also the same goes with the moving and the placing. When turning, one should also note the turning with aim and effort so that there will be sustained mindfulness and the mind will fall calm, collected, unified in the turning. And one should note every other objects as well as the general activities. One should be mindful of them. without missing, without failing. And one should have the determination that one will not miss or fail to note anything. When the person becomes skilled in the practice, even opening and closing of the eyes, blinking, will be noted. When noting the object, the noting mind falls calm, collected, unified on the object moment by moment. So this momentary concentration is called Kanika Samadhi. When there is Kanika Samadhi, the mind falls calm, collected, unified on the object. Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, is called Avikepa. When the mind falls calm, collected, unified on the object, there will not be gap between the noting mind and the object. The mind will not scatter. It will not be distracted. And thus, there will be avikepa, the opposite of restlessness and distraction. Avikepa is the opposite of restlessness and distraction. When samadhi concentration becomes strong, whatever the object that the person is noting, the mind falls calm, collected, unified on the object, piercing into the object. The noting mind pierces into the object. When the bag of rice is put down on the soil, it will land stably on the ground. And when the person cuts onions with a very sharp knife, with a knife that has very sharp edge, then the knife pierces into the onion. And when a sharp spear or rod is put into the soil, the spear or the rod will go piercing into the soil. When a sticky object is thrown to the wall, the sticky object will stick onto the wall stably. In the same way, when there is momentary concentration, the mind falls calm, collected, unified, piercing into the object. So these are the examples that the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji gave in order to clarify this example of Avikepa. When there is Kanika Samadhi, the mind will not get distracted. But based on the object that the person is noting, the mind falls calm and collected. There will not be distraction or restlessness. The mind is being unified on the object that has been noted. So there will be unification of the mind on the object that has been noted, so that there will not be scattering of the mind. There will not be gap between the mind and the object. Samadhi has the function of unifying the mind on the object. And Sannipacchupattana, it manifests as peacefulness, as the mind is not agitated with raga, it is not agitated with dosa, and it is not agitated with any other defilements. So it manifests as peacefulness, calm, and stable on the object. There are various objects, both nama and rupa, both mental phenomena and physical phenomena arising. So there are various objects arising, such as heat, warmth, cold, stiffness, tension. And when these objects arise, the mind pierces into the object so that the mind does not move away from the object. However, the various objects arise one after another. The noting mind falls calm, collected, unified on the object, moment by moment. In order that the Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, will be strong, it needs the sati, mindfulness, as the supporting factors. One should have good quality sati, mindfulness, on the object that has been noted, so that the mind sinks into the object. Having sati, the mind will not float on the surface of the object. It will not wobble, but the mind sinks into the object. Apilapana lekana sati, meaning sati, mindfulness, has the characteristics of not wobbling, not floating, as it sinks into the object. Asamosa rasa, sati has the function of always keeping the object in view, not losing sight of it. When objects arise continuously one after another, sati mindfulness follow one after another, always keeping in view of the object, not losing sight of the object. It is the function of sati. The mindfulness is also direct or face-to-face with the object. When noting the object, the noting mind and the object is direct and face-to-face with the object. Arakha pachupatthana, meaning sati, mindfulness, has the manifestation of becoming direct or face-to-face with the object. And thus, there will be rakha varana guti, there will be protection, there will be blocking of the defilements, so that there will be protection, safety, security away from the defilements. Having sati mindfulness, the mind is safe and secure, as the mindfulness is protecting the defilements from arising. The defilements that can arise by lack of mindfulness are away, and thus the mind is guarded, protected away from the defilements. Having sati mindfulness as the supporting factor, there will also be viriya, effort. So viriya, effort, has the osahana lekana. It has the characteristics of diligence in the noting. One should not be cold or sluggish, but viriya is compared to the pillar that supports the old house. Where there is the old house, it needs the support of the pillar so that it does not collapse. In the same way, viriya, effort, support the mind so that there will be diligence and the person does not withdraw. There is diligent effort and sati, mindfulness, develops. When sati, mindfulness, develops, there will be kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. The noting mind fall calm, collected, unified on the object, moment by moment. Various objects arise one after another, but kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, is calm, collected, and unified in the same manner, noting various objects one after another. And kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, is continuous, strengthened, and thus the energy of kanika samadhi will become stronger and stronger. Having such kind of samadhi concentration, one develops vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, and one finally realizes nibbana by developing magapala jnana, path and fruition knowledge, and thus avikepa, the concentration, is the neyana, the deliverance. Whenever the object arises, one should note the object so that there will not be distraction, the distraction or restlessness. But the mind should be calm, collected, unified on the object so that there will not be distraction or restlessness. And when the person misses or fails to note the object, one should know it right away. One should notice if he or she fails or misses to note something. So in this way, one should have the mind calm, collected, unified on the object. And kanika samadhi, the concentration, is the neyana, the deliverance. And having kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, the mind falling calm, collected on the object, the person is said to be free from the three rounds, kilesavata, round of defilements, kamavata, round of deeds, and vipakavata, round of resultants. So one should cultivate, develop, and increase such kind of samadhi. And one should take care that whatever object that arises, the mind should not be distracted or restless, but the mind has to fall calm, collected, unified on the object. When noting during the sitting meditation, when noting rising and falling of the abdomen as the primary object, or when noting other objects such as itchiness, pain or ache, or during the walking meditation, when noting lifting, moving, placing, or when noting general activities, when the effort is lack, and when mindfulness is weak, the mind will not be calm or collected, the mind will not be unified, the mind is distracted, restless, scattering. It is called uddaca, distraction or the restlessness. When noting objects such as rising and falling of the abdomen, the mind has a gap between the noting mind and the object. The mind does not pierce into the object. There is distraction. And Having udaccha, restlessness, the mind is not on the object. The mind is agitated, restless, without any control. When the yogi does not know the object, respectfully, meticulously, thoroughly, just noting superficially in a flippant way, then the mind will only fall on the form or shape or the manner. And also, the mind goes here and there. And the mind goes here and there thinking. Some of the yogi, they are thinking whether the noting is efficient or not, whether the noting is correct or not. So in this way, when the person is thinking whether the noting is good or bad, there will be distraction. And at times, the person might think whether he or she is able to note properly or not, precisely or not. And when reflecting whether the noting was precise or not, accurate or not, it is also such kind of thought is also distraction. And at times the person might be thinking whether the object is clear or not, whether the object is clear enough or not, thinking, having thoughts whether the object is clear or not is also a distraction. And also the person sometimes think, I will note this way, I will note like this. So such kind of thought is also distraction. And at times the person might be over-eager. When the person is over-eager also, the mind gets distracted and scattered. It is also distraction. And kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, deteriorate when the person has thoughts and plans. When they are thinking and planning, kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, deteriorate, and it also happens that the samadhi concentration become weak, that it is no longer calm, collected on the object. The udaccha, restlessness, is the obstacle obstructing the deliverance. And when there is distraction, restlessness, the one will not discern. The nama rupa that are arising at the present moment, they are the dukkha satya, the truth of suffering. They are to be discerned by noting. Not noting the object, there will be dukkhe anyana. One will not discern on the object that has not been noted. So one should be mindful of the object in order to discern. And when distraction arises, one should note the distraction. And when the distraction disappear, one has to go back to the object that the person is noting. So in this way, avikepa, the concentration, is the nayana, deliverance, and odaja, the restlessness, is the avarana, obstacle. In order not to let odaja arise, one should note the object with all the mental strength. One should have sada, faith and confidence. One should have chanda, strong will, in order to develop in order to develop the calm, concentrated mind, and one should exert effort in the noting, aiming the mind onto the object, so deep mindfulness will be sustained on the object. When mindfulness is sustained on the object, Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, will be strengthened. And if there is 1 minute, the mind is calm, collected on the object, there will be 60 moments of having Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration. And in 5 minutes, there will be 300 moments of momentary concentration. When Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, are continuous, there will be the strong energy of Kanika Samadhi, and the person develops knowledge into Nama Rupa, mind and matter, and so on. And one will develop Vipassana Jnana, inside knowledge. And when knowledge becomes mature, one attains Magapala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge. As the person gains Magapala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, one will be totally free from the apaya, lower existences. So one has to practice diligently in order to be developing Nijana, deliverance. Saraji explains the fifth kinds of deliverance. The fifth kind of deliverance is Dhamma Vavatana. And the Avarana, the obstacle, is the Vichikicca, skeptical doubt. Dhamma Vavatana is the analytical knowledge discerning the Nama Rupa, cause and effect, and so on. Vichikicca is the skeptical doubt, being uncertain, confused, not able to make a resolution or decision, and there is confusion, doubt. It is avarana, obstacle. Discerning the nama rupa is a mature knowledge. For ordinary people, by knowing distinctly what is wholesome, what is unwholesome, such kind of knowledge, differentiating what is wholesome, what is unwholesome, is called Dhamma Vavatana. Dhamma Vavatana Riyana Niyana. The Dhamma Vavatana, analytical knowledge, is the deliverance. One should have this analytical knowledge that wholesome behavior by body, speech, and mind are blameless. They are kusala. The mind that is associating with lobha and dosa is akusala, unwholesome mind. Tormenting others is unwholesome. Helping others is wholesome. In this way, one should have the knowledge analyzing what is wholesome and what is unwholesome, and it is called Dhamma Vavatana. And through the Dhamma Vavatana, the noble persons gain deliverance from suffering. Having analytical knowledge, differentiating wholesome and unwholesome, one is able to refrain from unwholesomeness, able to perform wholesomeness, and one gets deliverance from suffering. Vichikicca is the skeptical doubt, having confusion, uncertainty, having confusion, what kind of benefits wholesome deeds bring, having confusion, what benefits unwholesome deeds bring. In this way, one cannot analyze or differentiate wholesomeness and unwholesomeness and the benefits. Vijigicca is the confusion, skeptical doubt, uncertainty, and it is compared to putting a letter in the air. Having vijigicca, skeptical doubt, one does not know the deliverance. Dayaca vijigiccaya nivutata dhammavavatthana ariyana neyana napajanatiti. Meaning that having vijigicca, skeptical doubt, the person does not know that dhammavavatthana is the deliverance. One does not discern the deliverance. Having vijigicca, being entangled with vijigicca, the person does not know distinctly between wholesome and unwholesome, and thus they do not discern the deliverance. And thus, vijigicca, skeptical doubt, is called neyana varana, the obstacle of deliverance. The noble persons have gained deliverance through dhammavavatthana jnana, analytical knowledge. Having dhammavavatthana, they could prevent the unwholesomeness from arising, and they could cure and suppress unwholesomeness, and they could uproot the unwholesomeness. Gross behavior, the misconduct by body and speech are prevented. The defilements that can arise in the mind are cured and suppressed. Latent, dormant defilements are uprooted. And when the person attains magajnana, path knowledge, one abandons the defilement to the point of no return. In this way, having dhammavavatthana, the person can prevent, suppress, cure and suppress and uproot the unwholesomeness and attain nibbana. By developing knowledge. So by developing knowledge, when the knowledge become mature, one realizes nibbana. And one gains deliverance from suffering. Once the person attain the first path and fruition knowledge, one will have the assistance in this realm, in this karma realm, as a deva or the human, and one will gain the deliverance from the suffering. So one can know the benefit, how precious dhammavavatthana is, analytical knowledge able to differentiate what is wholesome and what is unwholesome. Nowadays, there are those who do not know what is wholesome behavior, what is unwholesome by body, speech, and mind. And such kind of person are difficult to be directed onto the right path. For such kind of people, who do not know what is wholesome, what is unwholesome, even someone who is capable will not be able to put them onto the right path. If these people have deep-seated wrong view in them. So if a person has deep-seated wrong view, it will be difficult for him to be taken onto the right path. Even during the Buddha's time, there was a Brahmin who was taught by 16 of the leaders of other beliefs, and he came to the Buddha asking question that this teacher teaches this way, that teacher teaches that way, saying that their teaching is correct. And the person was confused which one to follow. And the Buddha said that to a confused person, Buddha cannot do anything. So even Buddha has to give up teaching the person who is very confused, who had skeptical doubt. So nowadays, the Buddha does not exist, but even if there are teachers who are teaching the teaching of the Buddha, there are those who cannot accept these teachings. So even Buddha had to give up teaching to the ones who had great confusion and doubt. So people, someone like Saraji cannot do anything for those who are greatly confused. For the ones who are thinking a lot, criticizing this and that, having wrong view, confusion, such kind of person will be difficult to be led by others onto the correct path. Even Buddha cannot do anything for such person. So while the yogis have this opportunity to be here in this retreat, may the yogis be able to make the time worthwhile. May the yogis be able to make use of the time wisely, practicing the Dhamma diligently with faith and confidence. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu.